The fearless pursuit of the truth. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Coming up a little bit later on the program here, I've got Dan Kildee, the congressman from Michigan's 5th Congressional District, who won re-election easily last week. And one of the conversations that Dan and I have revolves around PFAS, and these chemicals have been discovered in places like Rockford. But for listeners of the program, you may recall that back in October of 2017, we had a guest on this program, Bob Delaney, who wrote a report that outlined the dangers of these chemicals at Wurtsmith Air Force Base in Oscoda. And he said that it was widespread and the chemicals were infecting the wider Michigan ecosystems in ways the state is only now starting to quantify, because when his report was finalized in 2012, it wasn't looked at, we don't believe, by the DEQ. Bob Delaney is a 30-plus year member of the DEQ. He's a scientist. He studies water contamination, water quality, and so these PFAS, PFOAs, PFCs, all of these chemicals that are found in things like Scotchgard or Teflon, found in places that do automotive manufacturing, found in this aqueous firefighting foam, which is basically ubiquitous with Air Force bases in the military all around the world. And these chemicals get into the water and they cause all sorts of problems. They cause problems with your thyroid. They cause odd cancers. There's some belief that it might be connected to autism. Not a cause and effect, but it's a concern. And so pure water is really important. Well, yesterday, Bob Delaney was testifying as part of a two-hour hearing that included Senator Gary Peters, because we've been told that Bob's not allowed to come back on this program. Ivy's here with me today, and we've talked at length about this water contamination concerns, because just about anywhere you go, they're finding this contamination in Parchment, in Rockford, Michigan, in Walloon Lake. They found these chemicals.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. And these are really detrimental chemicals that they can go through anything. I mean, these chemicals are man-made and hard to destroy.
Yeah, they do pass through areas that, well, quite frankly, Bob Delaney had admitted to saying he didn't think that these chemicals would travel, because a lot of other ones don't, but these do.
They travel through hard barriers.
They travel through hard barriers. And, you know, not to perhaps frighten people, but I think it's really important for you to get knowledgeable about these chemicals, because I think you and I agree that this is probably the most pressing issue of our time.
When it comes to the environment and our health and well-being, no question about it. Now, hold that thought right there, because we want to go back. Bob Delaney, until yesterday, had basically been muzzled by everyone. He wasn't allowed to speak. He was told if he did speak, he'd be fired, even though what he's telling people is about their health and well-being of their families. Here's a quick clip from October of 2017 from this program.
One of the things that happened is I've really never seen a contaminant like this. It's highly mobile, indestructible, and it just spreads everywhere. So once you drop it into the environment, difficult to get rid of it, and it's going to move to all kinds of locations. So at Wurtsmith, if you looked at the plumes in the past, they were tiny compared to, we've got about 8 square miles now of contaminated groundwater in the Wurtsmith area. Never seen plumes like that. Minnesota has a plume about 100 square miles. You just don't see contaminants going into the environment and spreading like this.
And so when Bob talks about these chemicals, the PFAS, PFOAs, and Ivy, you were here that day as well, we were shocked at the level of concern and the fact that that report of his had sat on the shelf for 5 or 6 years and nobody had actually paid attention to it. In fact, he put his job on the line to come into this studio and sit here and talk to me about all of these things. We know that the chemicals go through natural barriers like from the lake there at Oscoda into the Ausable River, the famed Blue Ribbon Trout Stream, which means it's going to go into Lake Huron, which means it's going to be in the Great Lakes. And now we found it, of course, on the west side and the east side. And these chemicals are everywhere.
They are. And the question is, what do we do about them? Because they're indestructible. I think there is a way to destroy them, and that's through
incineration.
Sure. But, you know, you're not going to incinerate a whole river and things like that. So we have to really think about how we fix this issue. And it is a Michigan issue, certainly, but it is a national issue. It is a worldwide issue.
It clearly is, because you look at these chemicals, because they are so difficult to get rid of. For example, the lake there in Oscoda, all right, has foam on the surface because this these chemicals create this foamy top that looks like fun to play in for the kids. And you know what the kids did?
They played in it.
Absolutely. And the kind of cancers of people that lived at Wordsmith Air Force Base, which is what Bob was able to do most of his research and studying on in that report. And he wrote it, he co-authored it with Dr. Richard DeGrandchamps, who is a professor out at the University of Colorado Denver, also a world famous toxicologist. So these are real scientists looking into real problems with these chemicals that are now everywhere. And so Bob Delaney said he was looking into hell, one of the comments he made yesterday during this testimony. And again, it was the highlight of the get-together. And I give Gary Peters credit, the senator from Michigan, for recalling this. We don't hear much from Gary Peters, but this is truly something that impacts me, both of us.
Absolutely. It affects everyone here in Michigan. And I think, you know, we've done things such as just completely got rid of anything Teflon. We don't use Sketch Guard. We don't use these things that can more so bring these elements, these
chemicals,
thank you, into our body. So, you know, I think just get informed about all of these things and make sure you tell everyone as well. If you learned about it here on the Steve Gruber Show, tell your friends, tell your family, hey, you need to make sure that you know about this stuff that's going on because it's important and it will impact your life if you're not aware of it and you're ingesting it and it gets, you know, up high levels in your body.
And there's ways that you can purify your water in certain ways. You do need to be educated about it. If you want to go back, I urge you to do so. Go back to the day of October 19th on the podcast at stevegruber.com. We had Bob Delaney on for 2 hours. You can find all sorts of valuable information. You can't put your family at risk. Ivy's exactly right. You have to protect yourself because you don't know the extent of this water contamination. Some people say, well, I've got a well. I should be okay. Actually, having a well could be worse. In a municipal water supply, it gets diluted and spread out. And if you have a concentration in your well, it could be a worse situation. So keep that in mind. And again, I say good job to Bob Delaney for making us all aware of this and continuing to do the right thing, even in the face of the threat of possibly losing his job. Good job, Bob Delaney. From the DEQ, we tip our hat. It's 52 after on the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day fighting to deliver powerful business advocacy and political action vital to the success of Michigan businesses. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is working to make Michigan the best state in the country to live, work, raise a family, or build a business by strengthening communities and improving our quality of life. We work to improve workforce readiness and build the entrepreneurial spirit that has powered and defined Michigan for decades. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, on the job every day fighting for Michigan's future. MIChamber.com.
The holidays can be painful for grieving children, and this season, hundreds will find support at Ellie's Place. If you know a grieving child, share memories and photos of the person who died. Children want to know you miss them too. Create a memory book with your child or a holiday decoration that honors the person who died. For more ideas, call 517-482-1315 or visit elliesplace.org. Ellie's Place, generously supported by Auto Owners Insurance.